This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Laura Kraft. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're going to talk Nutcracker today. You know, I was probably what launched my career in terms of fame and stardom was the fact that I was a Russian dancer in the third grade production of Latimer Lane Elementary School's production of The Nutcracker.
You're not going to show us the dance, though, after this interview?
I'm too old to show you the dance because I will probably slip a disc. But, you know, pretty much my career has been on a downward trend since then. That was probably the peak of my life was that. But this is going to be a fun show today. Our pre-show chat with today's guest has been really scintillating, so I'm looking forward to getting to the conversation. Say hello to our guest. Her name is Kelly Brown. She's a stage manager with the Atlanta Ballet. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some time. You're awfully busy at this stage of the season's upcoming, so I appreciate you making some time to join us. Before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds and inform the audience about you and your background.
Sure. I am the stage manager for Atlanta Ballet. I'm in charge of coordinating all of the cast, executing the actual performances. I'm the one who calls the show, all of the lighting cues, scenery moves, anything like that. I coordinate the orchestra, the children's choir. It's a giant production, so it's a lot of moving parts.
But what a cool gig.
Yeah, sounds like you're really organized for sure to be able to do all that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Atlanta Ballet?
Sure. The Atlanta Ballet is the oldest ballet company in this country. It was founded in 1929. By Dorothy Alexander. We're in our 85th season right now. We're the State Ballet of Georgia and also the largest and most prominent company in the Southeast region.
Boy, I wouldn't have thought you were the oldest company in the United States. Is that what you said?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well, that's fascinating. Well, gosh, I tipped a hat to what we're going to be talking about today with regaling my tale of my Russian dance, but it's about time for the Nutcracker. So give us the lowdown, give us a little bit of the story of the Nutcracker.
Yes, it is a magical story. We begin at Christmas Eve in St. Petersburg, Russia at the Petrov household. Uncle Drosselmeyer has prepared lots of interesting toys that come to life for all of the party children, specifically for Maria, who receives a special gift, and that's the Nutcracker. The party continues, Maria goes to sleep for the evening, and that's when the magic begins. We have mice and soldiers and a big battle scene. Maria is actually the one who comes to the aid of the Nutcracker and rescues him, and from there they have a magical journey to the Land of Sweets, where she's met with the Sugar Plum Fairy, and the Sugar Plum Fairy invites everyone in her kingdom to dance for Maria as a thank you and a wonderful Christmas gift.
So some of our listeners may be saying, well, what happened to Clara? You're saying Maria. And before we got on here, we were talking about how Atlanta does use the name Maria. Can you give us a little bit of background on that?
We do. Our artistic director, Mr. McFall, he likes to keep a hand in the old, but also be accessible and new. And when the production originally aired, it was Marie or Maria, depending on what region of Europe you were in. Clara, being the role being called Clara, that's actually a very Americanized thing. When the production came to the United States, a lot of people made that transition. But John McFall sort of likes to look to the past a little bit with that, a little nod to our heritage in dance.
I actually really appreciate that, that you hold to that the tradition of the original story. I think that's really cool. I was really fascinated by, because this production is at the Fox Theater.
Yes.
So it was really interesting, our pre-show conversation about some of the intricacies of the Fox and how it provides some amazing visuals, but it's challenging for the stage manager because it has some interesting ways about it. Here's some of those little insights about the Fox Theater.
Yes, it's a very, very wide stage, which is lovely, but it is not very deep. So our scenery is custom built for the space. Some of our dancers have to trek up, you know, 6 or 8 flights of stairs to get to their dressing rooms and back. You know, the crossover is often across under, so people are running to make, you know, their next entrance on the opposite side of the stage. Backstage has its own choreography of sorts in order to keep everything moving along. It's pretty fun.
So the Nutcracker, it's its 55th season this year. What are some of the new things that people can expect?
Well, we have several new company dancers, which we're looking forward to showcasing. They're all beautiful and very excited to make their Atlanta Ballet debut. We're also, Mr. McFall is re-choreographing the Chinese divertissement to showcase more of our students and fellowship ensemble in that piece. We'll have a giant lion head. It's going to be really great.
That sounds awesome. All right, Kelly Brown will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Kelly Brown, stage manager with the Atlanta Ballet.
Okay, we were talking about some of the things that are new for this year, but there's also some special events outside of just the productions. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, our red carpet opening night is always a fun occasion. Sports night is Thursday, December 18th, and we'll also be hosting our first Atlanta Ballet Gives Back weekend. That's December 19th through the 21st, where we encourage patrons to support our Toys for Tots drive and find out more about all of our other community partners.
You know, we were talking pre-show about how this performance, the Nutcracker, has resonance and impact with all ages, because it's obviously, as I opened the show with my experience in grade school, but to all ages, has a story, has a warm place in their heart for the Nutcracker. I mean, it is for everyone, yeah?
Absolutely. And I feel the Atlanta Ballet production is especially magical, especially accessible for whether you're 8 or 80, you will have a fabulous time at the ballet.
And there's also a special performance for school-age kids, correct? Where they get to see some of the production side and everything?
Yes, our Kids in Step performances. That's a shorter show, usually about an hour. It's geared more for school field trips and young audiences to get a glimpse of what happens on stage, but as well backstage. I mean, we dump 20 pounds of snow every show on people, and there's an intense amount of lighting. Our Christmas tree grows to be 3 stories tall. It's pretty amazing for anyone, but especially for young audiences.
Now, define young audiences. Is 45 count?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I can come to that production. All right. So when does the performance actually open? Walk us through the schedule here.
Well, we open on December 11th, and we run through December 28th. We have 20 performances, almost every day at least one performance. Any day is a great day for the ballet. I would say the red carpet opening night is going to be pretty special, but sports night's going to be great too, and definitely the Atlanta Ballet Gives Back weekend on the 19th through the 21st. That's going to be really special.
Now, a lot of people may think, well, going to a performance at the Fox may be really expensive, but in actuality, it's not. There's a range of ticket prices. Are tickets on sale now, and kind of what are the pricing?
Yes, tickets are on sale now. They start at $20 and go up from there. Any seat is a great seat.
All right, let's go around the room. Everyone needs to share their favorite bit from the Nutcracker. Clearly, you know what mine is, the Russian dance. So, Laura, what's your favorite?
I actually like the opening scene where all the kids are there opening their gifts, and Clara kind of meets the Nutcracker for the first time. So,
all right. And Kelly, what's your favorite scene?
I like, as a former ballet dancer, I like the snow scene best. It's very hard for dancers to count and very hard to dance when snow is falling all over you, but it is one of the most fabulous parts of the score and just magical to be a part of.
That sounds great. All right. Well, you know, I would be remiss to have you in studio and not give you a chance to talk about your upcoming season a bit. So if you have some other performances, other productions you want to talk about, please do.
Yes, absolutely. We have the Monte Carlo version of Romeo and Juliet in February, which is beautiful and romantic and fabulous. We're very excited for our upcoming world premiere of Camino Real, the Tennessee Williams play choreographed by Helen Pickett. We've been in rehearsals for that as well as Nutcracker this fall. And the music is amazing. The scenery and all of the design work is coming back. We're so excited for that production, particularly as a world premiere here in Atlanta. And then we have repertory programs in April and May, all of which are going to be pretty stellar.
Yeah, the season sounds spectacular. I'm excited about that new premiere. I'm not familiar with that, so I'm very much looking forward to that.
Now, I understand you also have a newcomer special.
Yes, we are offering for anyone who's new to Atlanta or the state of Georgia, you can save 25% on select Atlanta Ballet Nutcracker performances and our season as well.
That's awesome.
That sounds great. All right. Well, Kelly, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? And where can they learn all the information they need to know about the Nutcracker?
On our website, www.atlantaballet.com.
All right. Kelly Brown, stage manager with the Atlanta Ballet. Kelly, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining
us. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Kelly Brown, my co-host, Laura Kraft, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.